There ain't many folks that knows that, right? That's raised right in here, but Kaneka River, the road right out here, the water it pours out here where the convict camp used to be, mm-hmm. it's a county, I mean the state shop now, I mean, where they ain't a shop either, but that's where they meet there. It used to be a shop, and they moved it to Troy. Well, that hill, the water it runs toward, on down toward Midway, that goes into Pea River, and the water it pours there heads right out here and comes into Kaneka River. Mm-hmm. And then the creeks in around there, down below my house, a creek called Bughole's out here. And down below my house, down there is Sandy Creek, Big Sandy and Little Sandy, they run in Pea River. Mm-hmm. And Bughole here runs north. Mm-hmm. It would go in Lion Creek, back over here in Macon County. Mm-hmm. And there Big Sandy and Little Sandy and the Buckhorn, that runs under the road on 29 down below Josie.
What would you call some water that would be smaller than a creek?
A branch.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything smaller than that?
Well, just not unless it would be just a spring stream, mm-hmm. a stream.
That's about as small as you can get?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about if you were on the ocean, what would you call a little bit of water that goes in and out with the tide? You know what that would be?
The wave?
Be the wave, or maybe would you ever call it an inlet or something like that?
Well, yeah, you could call it an inlet where the, mm-hmm. it run into the ocean.
Yeah.
And it actually back up, you see, where the, when the tide come in. Or, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a place maybe out in the woods that was just kind of a deep valley cut by a stream of water? Might be about 10 feet deep, 10 feet across, something like that. What would you call
it? I call it a ditch.
Called a ditch. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard it called a ravine? Or
yeah, but like I always thought a ravine was sort of like a lake or something. But just the main stream would be the ditch and a ravine would be wider, would be sort of a valley-like out there, low place.
But it'd be cut by a stream or something
like
that?
Yeah, it'd run into it and it'd be lower. Mm-hmm. And then the stream, the main ditch would take off, but it never would wash out to be as deep as the ravine, his help water, that ravine is what I would call it. Mm-hmm. And when it got dry, the stream probably would quit running, but it would hold water there.
Well, maybe instead of having one cut by a stream, what would you call one, let's say, if you've had a lot of rain, if you've had a heavy rain and it's cut a place across the road or in the field, what would you call something like that that's, you know, due to heavy rainfall?
Gully?
Call that a gully?
That's what I'd call it. It's, you know, just the heavy rain called it to wash, mm-hmm. I call it a gully. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a very small rise in the land?
A hill.
Just a hill.
Would be what I'd call a rise in the land. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything smaller than a hill?
Not in my knowledge.
Inclined.
That would be a little smaller than a hill?
Well, yeah, a slope.
Yeah, yeah. What about, what do you call this thing right here that you open the door?
I call it doorknob.
A knob. Have you ever heard of a hill called a knob?
Yeah.